The Greater Hudson Valley Family Health Center is expanding, opening two facilities. The first in one of the many so-called isolated Hudson Valley communities, a full health care center in Highland Falls, as well as a new health center at 290 Broadway in Newburgh. Health Center President and CEO Linda Muller says both centers will be funded by a $650,000 federal grant from the Health Resources and Services Administration.
We currently treat 18,000 patients in the Hudson Valley, and this fits into our plan and growth of providing new access points. So this has been a project that's been being thought of for the last 5 years. We are extraordinarily pleased that we'll be able to provide care in this community. We're pleased to be able to partner with the folks in that community and being able to expand our services. And this is one of the projects as we go forward. There'll be others in the next 12 to 18 months that we'll be working on and developing and bringing services to an expanded area of the Hudson Valley.
The Newburgh site will primarily serve the homeless population. Highland Falls will offer family-style care, including OBGYN, pediatrics, and internal medicine. Muller says groundbreaking for Highland Falls is expected to take place in August, and the facility should be open by November. Highland Falls is a federally designated health professional shortage area where residents have difficulty accessing quality health care services. Village Mayor Joseph D'Onofrio played a key role in securing the funding.
The Greater Hudson Valley Health Center folks came to me probably a year ago, knowing of our situation here in the village where we really only have one doctor and she is here part-time. We're kind of isolated community in that to leave the community, you have to go over the mountain. And I have a high population of senior citizens and other folks that can't as readily as I can go over the mountain for services. There's definitely was a need here. The Greater Hudson Valley Health folks knew that. We had several meetings. I showed them several locations, and they ended up zeroing in on actually a doctor who had retired's office. So it kind of fits everything that they need. So we've been working very closely on this grant, which was a key component for them to come.
Highland Falls neighbors West Point. Linda Muller says the community can avail itself of care at the new facility.
This is a community that's geographically challenged. If anyone knows where Highland Falls is, it's at the base of Storm King Mountain. There's the Hudson River on one side, and then there's other counties where folks have had to get their care. We know that there is a need on the base. We have currently a WIC program that we've been operating for the last 3 years with about 400 participants made up of a good number of families that live at West Point. Soldiers that are based at West Point are required to use Keller through TRICARE, but their families don't have to use those services. So we're going to be able to open it up not only to the community at large, the folks who live outside the base, but also for people who live on the base who might want to take advantage of the services, the coordinated care that we provide.
Muller affirms the new access points reflect a growth trend for community health centers across New York State.
We currently care for 1.4 million New Yorkers in the 60 sites that are represented in New York State. Across the nation, we care for 22 million Americans who choose to come to a health center for their care, and they come because we do really good care. And I think that's something that's important that people understand, that this isn't second-class care for second-class people. This is first-class care for first-class people. And that's what we're proud to represent, not only in our health center, but in every health center.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.